For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've been added to the Modern Rock Group chat.
That's what kids do.
Oh my God.
A cautionary tale. Does she want to do it now?
Well, no. It was just more like, I hope you don't work in nightclubs. Like, stuff's crazy, you know? Yeah. I hope you can get a really good office job and be in charge of people right away, you know? The oldest one already got one. She already is like an office and executive assistant. She got that job over the summer. Yeah.
Awesome. Wait a minute, your oldest kid?
Yeah.
How old is your oldest kid?
17.
Oh. Really?
She finessed that. She's working for the boyfriend's mom in the same office.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
$50, 4 hours, cash, and they take care of her lunch. So some days she would just be like, yeah, I'm just going to go to work. I want some money to go out to dinner. I'm like, kid, like, this does not happen.
I'm not mad at her.
I can't get that job.
Nope, not mad at her at all.
No.
Unreal.
It is the Modern Rock Group Chat Podcast. We're over here slaving away, doing 48 different shows, trying to create content so they can sell it. Meanwhile, just Amanda's daughter just works when she wants to and gets free lunch.
Finessed that.
I am not mad at that.
Unbelievable.
Accounts payable, too. So, like, she's learned everything. I was like, I never taught her to write a check. She knows how to collect bills now. She's that girl on the phone that's calling you, like, hey, you got an invoice that's past due. How you want to pay it? Yeah.
Okay.
Checks, like, that's how blown away I was. I'm used to it now. It's been a while, but
I just want my kids to graduate high school. You know what I mean? I'm setting the bar low here.
I mean, I get it. That too, man. I mean, she might be like, I don't know, working makes more money. I don't need to go to school, you know? Waiting on that.
Well, we'll see. I guess we'll follow that journey along.
Yes.
It's the Modern Rock Group Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Randy Slack, along with Amanda Goodyear.
Hey.
And Jack Spade.
Yes, sir.
Two things. First, we got emails from listeners.
Yay.
My man MC wrote in on Friday. He said, thanks for confirming my nobodiness today, Randy. And I wasn't exactly sure if he was saying I was saying he was a nobody and he was hurt by it or what. And I was like, what's going on? He said, Randy was saying he was doing such a great show, but nobody was listening. I was. So it makes me wonder, you know, like there's Swifties and the Beehive and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Do we call our listeners the nobodies?
You know what? Yes,
that's
let's go with
cute.
That.
Is that, like
run
that.
With that. Run
I like
with
that.
That.
I like
so,
that.
So, MC, congratulations. You are the president of the nobodies.
Good job, MC.
The listeners of the Modern Rock Group Chat.
Can we get him a t-shirt?
Yeah,
a Modern
you know
Rock
what?
Nobodies t-shirt?
Yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll figure something out.
Nobody gets a t-shirt.
Nobody. Everybody's going to just come into the studio at 25 North Carolina like, I'm MC. I'm here for my free shirt.
Hey, I'm nobody. Give me a shirt.
Yeah. Also, Pat wrote in. He said, listen to your podcast for the last 6 months. With your taste, you would love Deep Blue Something. I heard you mention them almost as a joke on one of the podcasts. I'm telling you, if you listen to their first album and their album after their popular one, you would be amazed. But the guys are very talented musicians and almost have a shoegaze type of sound, but it is everywhere. You would love it.
I feel like we have listened to them.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that band. Yeah, I play
song.
That. Well, I play that on my station. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember talking about Deep Blue Something, but Pat, I appreciate you reaching out to us and giving us some music.
He really listens, you know? Like when you don't remember what you talk about, and then a listener tells you, you're like, whoa, you like listened more than I was paying attention.
Yeah, I have no idea. I remember as a board op, I would always laugh because Bill Cunningham, he does noon to three on 700 WLW in Cincinnati, and he would do these epic monologues and we'd go off the air and I'm behind the scenes and I would be like Willie, that was incredible, and he'd be like, what'd I say? Like he just acted like it was just coming out of his body and he wasn't in charge of it. But now the longer I've done this show and the longer I do Slack on Sports and the Morning Alternative, the less I remember all the stuff that I
can't
say.
Even keep my days. What I say on Modern Rock, I don't know what I say on Z. And if someone asked me what I said 2 days ago, I'm like, I got no idea. I have none.
I started working out so much more, like aerobic workouts and cycling and stuff, because like it's the same feeling after I get out of here. I'm like buzzed, but then I'm like, I don't know what I just did. I got to calm down. I got to get this out. So I just like.
No, I'll come back in here and I'll listen to my tracks. Just to make sure I didn't cuss.
Yes.
I'm just like, did I cuss? Because I can't remember if I talked about it on the podcast or not. I just don't know.
We got comfortable. Yeah. Got a little too loose.
Yeah. Sometimes I forget, or I'll think like, did I talk about this already? And that happens. Maybe I did. People probably listen to the show and are like, dude, you mentioned this 2 days ago. Or I'll do a gag like coming out of a song, like if a song has a weird title or something, and then I want to do it. Then I'm like, dude, I feel like I did this yesterday at the exact same time. So maybe I'm living in Bill Murray Groundhog Day. I'm not sure. Monday on the show, I brought up a story, and I want to bring this up to you guys. A lady in Massachusetts got a FedEx delivered to her house.
Oh, the lotto tickets. She opens it up,
$20,000 worth of lottery tickets mailed to her house. It was supposed to go to a convenience store. She turned it in. Now, I'll tell you this. The only reason I would turn it in is I'm pretty sure the lottery knows where all that stuff's supposed to go, and they will 100% like charge you for theft if you were to try to scratch all those tickets. But if... Let's take that out of the equation.
Yeah.
You get $20,000 worth of things sent to your house. What are you doing?
If I knew I couldn't get in trouble with the lottery tickets, I'll scratch them all off.
100%.
I'll scratch them all off.
No, I have a friend that's amazing. She's like, this is how you can tell I didn't grow up with money. My boyfriend grew up with money. Her boyfriend got like an extra check from work and was like, that's an accident. They paid me too much. And she goes, no. That is a gift. And you take the gift. Yeah. That's on them. And that's kind of how I feel about it. Like, I mean, that's why you have insurance with postal delivery. Like FedEx has insurance with it. I don't know. I'd give the box back less a few tickets. I'd still hold a couple.
I'd just
myself.
Ask for like one or two. But knowing my luck, I have $20,000 in lotto tickets. I scratch them all off. I win nothing.
Yeah, like just nothing. One number nothing. Off.
Just nothing. Get a sore elbow. Yes. Is all you're getting.
Yeah.
I one time heard a story about a football player. He rented a car. He brought the car back to the rental car place. In the glove box, they found $5,000 cash and a handgun. They called the guy and returned it.
You know what, though? There's a gun there. I would, because if that person's connected, they're going to come back for it anyway. So you might as well be on the good side. And then you get a hit in your favor. Mm. Then they're like, hey, if you got a name, we can take care of them.
But also, it's kind of like, hey, man, if I don't tell anybody about your gun, you're a high-profile person.
I wouldn't mess with a person that just leaves a gun and 5K in a glove compartment.
Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
I grew up on the South Side, Randy. We don't do that. That's theirs. You didn't see anything.
The most I ever got away with, I went to Walmart one time, bought a bunch of stuff at Walmart, as you do, and also like groceries and things, and I also bought a video game. And it was back in the day where they would just have like those plastic cases that you had to demagnetize, and then the worker would take them out of there. Well, I'm ringing through all this stuff, and I noticed that they go, bam, and they demagnetize it, they take it out, but it didn't ring up. And the fact that I bought like $100 worth of other product, my bill was like $126. The employee didn't think anything of it. I immediately knew you didn't ring that up. And I'm just walking out. And my wife at the time, she's like, I don't think they. And I'm like, just keep walking.
Shut up.
Just keep walking. Just keep walking. And just wait till you get in the car. And then you start to drive away and be like, yeah, I totally didn't pay for that Xbox game.
What game was it?
It was like a baseball game for Xbox back in the day. But yeah, look, if something unfortunate happens, and especially look, it's Walmart, whatever. Mm-hmm. Walmart lose $60, ain't no problem. If it's a mom and pop shop, I'm not going to do that. Like if I found a wallet in the parking lot of somewhere, I would absolutely turn that wallet in to customer service.
Okay, here's the thing too, though. Like, if somebody comes up to me and I forgot my purse, right? And they hand me my purse and I have a wallet. is it not customary? You open up that wallet right away and you take some cash out. Mm-hmm. You give it to the person that gives you your wallet back.
Hold on, not all of it, but you give them like five or ten bucks.
Because you're like, thought, here you go, thank you.
I thought you were just saying, do you check it to make sure that it's steal?
Yeah.
No, you kind of tip the person that brings it back to you because otherwise you got to reset everything. So you give them like $5 or $10. I'm not saying like $100, but I'm just saying, like, wouldn't that be like the customary thing to be like,
I would sit there and say, thank you.
Yeah.
If you need anything, let me know. That will offer it that way because 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to sit there and be like, oh, no problem. Keep your money.
That's how you do it. But you still offer, though. You don't just go, oh, yeah, thanks, and then just walk off.
Yeah. Oh, man, thanks.
I think that's, yeah.
Hey, we're at Harris Teeter. Can I get you a Starbucks or something?
Exactly.
Let me get you a coffee.
Yes. You know? So you do offer something is what I'm saying. It's not like, I mean, I am floored. I think when I was younger, that happened, and I brought somebody their wallet back, and they were just like, oh, yeah, thanks, and then just walked off. I'm like, dude.
I like that immediately Amanda's response is, I'm immediately opening my wallet to make sure to give them money. Jack and I are like, I'm making sure everything's there.
Yep.
Yeah, totally
honestly,
different.
Yeah, it is twofold. You're kind of checking in there. But like, I don't carry cash either. But I like the idea of being like, hey, it's Harris Teeter. Let's go to Starbucks. Let's do something. Like, you kind of just offer it back to them. Or like, I owe you one, man. That's great.
By the way, if someone does offer you something, and in fact, you do take them up on that offer, maybe you're at the McDonald's or something, maybe you're at the Starbucks, just get like a basic drink.
Oh, yeah, don't.
You know what I mean? You don't need to be like, oh, man, that $34 mug over there looks real sweet. Yeah. Can I grab that real quick?
Limited
I got your
edition
wallet for
tumbler.
You. Yeah, like, take it easy.
I will probably pass on the whole
hustling.
Thing.
Yeah, you're hustling.
I will pass. I'll be like, no, you can have it. I don't need anything.
Yeah.
But I will get so mad when I actually did need something. I'm like, man, I wish I would have taken XYZ from that person. That's my dilemma.
Well, see, I think you build up that good karma and maybe it'll come back. You don't want to ruin the good karma by overextending your welcome. At least that's how I take
Makes
it.
Karma is kind of immediate, yeah.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Amanda, before when we were coming on the air here, you were talking about your daughter becoming an executive assistant.
Yes.
A young teenage girl. It's unbelievable.
I mean, yeah, she did an amazing job with it. I mean, she was working for her boyfriend's parents' company, and she just kind of got the job and was like, I never taught her how to write a check. Oh, no. So I'm like texting her going, hey, do you have questions? She's like, oh, no, I've already figured it out. I've done some invoices, done this, done that. She's the one calling people like, hey, you owe us money. You gonna give it to us? When are you gonna give it to us? Cash or check? How's that going? And I'm like, wow, I'm like not worried about her in the real world. Like, I'm scared for the world, not for her, which is good. I mean, that's a good position to be in, right? It's
like, now you brought that up because you had a conversation with your
my
other
younger
kid.
One. Yeah, and I was like, because they're so interested in like, what other jobs did you have? They only know me as like actually working in entertainment. And I'm like, oh no, when y'all were little, like, I'd tuck you into bed and I'd go work at nightclubs or I'd go, you know, bartending, all that stuff. And they were asking about the worst jobs. And I said, shot girl, that was the worst job.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
Like, what is shot? They give you a shot tray. You're not even on the clock at this place. You're walking around with the shot tray and you have to sell all the shots. And that's the money that you make. So you buy the shot tray from the house, you give it back. It is so like not legal, not ethical, whatever. And I made a joke. I was like, oh, yeah. And there was a room in the back of the club we weren't allowed in. I was like, and I never knew why. I didn't know what the hell was going down back there, but I didn't say anything. And I also learned to like, just, you know, refill the shots that I already sold so I could make some more money. Cause I was like, whatever, you're screwing me. I'm screwing you back. And so we're like, my youngest was like, well, what was in the room? I was like, a pile of drugs. Did not tell my youngest that it was a giant pyramid of cocaine.
Okay.
Right?
Scarface style.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Big one. And my youngest goes, oh, that's really nice of them. And I was like, what?
Huh?
She goes, they didn't want you to get addicted. That's so sweet. I'm like, oh, are you kidding?
You poor, like, naive little child.
I felt so bad. I could not stop laughing for like, I mean, I was laughing so hard. I was coughing. I was like, that's not the reason. Not the reason at all. They just didn't want me going in and taking something.
steal the vodka to get the shots. They do not want you stealing the stuff out of the back room.
Oh, come on. Anytime it's a shot tray, sorry to say it right now, but those shots like have barely any liquor in them. It's just like blue drink and food coloring and stuff. It's not.
Yeah. How much did they cost?
Oh, those, at the time, I think I sold them for $5 a piece because it was easy to make change with, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
And just kind of hustle it out. Like, yeah, or just be like...
You could essentially charge whatever you wanted at that point,
the price is whatever, the price. The tray was like $30, but I had like a ton on there, and they were all like test tube style things. And like, you make friends with the DJ, and then they play the stupid shot song, and then all of a sudden everybody wants to throw down. Everybody wants to throw down.
You
got to
throw him in on the cut, don't you, at that point?
Oh, yeah, you do. You throw everybody in. It's definitely a hustle, but I hated that job. I think because we, like, my roommate and I went from, like, working at Hooters, and then we'd close at Hooters, and then we'd go to that stupid club and be shot girls.
Gotcha.
So we just hated people by the end of it. You're just like...
You know what you should do? Relive the youth. While Cheetah's still open, just go there one night only. One night only.
I think, though, for Modern Rock, like, wouldn't it be so funny to do a goodbye party to Cheetah Lounge? Like, we could celebrity bartend.
Yeah.
Have the dancers there. I think it would be hilarious. And, you know, poor Cheetah's Lounge didn't even know they were going out of business. Nope. So these dancers.
Yeah.
You know, honestly.
These poor dancers.
It's not illegal.
They got to drive all the way to Jacksonville again.
It's not illegal for them to work here. This is a legitimate job. It's legitimately how they're paying their bills. And all of a sudden, it's just taken away by eminent domain. I don't know. I don't think it looks good.
Put up on the billboard. One night only. Amanda.
Yeah.
One night only. Shot girl Amanda.
Shot girl Amanda. The angriest shot girl is back. The terror of the South Side is back.
I gotta say, Amanda, the other day we had some guys here in the building that were doing some interviews.
Yeah.
And I could immediately tell that you used to work like at a bar dealing with older gentlemen. Just immediately, you're just like, hey, what's going on, guys? And you're like making small talk with them and laughing at their jokes. And I was like, Amanda was a hustler back in the day when she worked at the
Hooters. Still a hustler. What
immediately turned into Hooters Amanda.
I did. No, they were in the hallway. I was like, what are you doing in here? Come on, Tom, Dick, and Harry. And they were just like, oh, they're sweethearts, though. Yeah, they're fun. They were
great
just like,
guys. Great guys.
Like, I got
did they tip you well? Did they tip you okay?
Don't worry about it. It's not for you to worry about. Not a big deal.
Jack, you, when we were talking off the air about things we're going to bring up on the show, you mentioned we can talk about two things. One is it would kill the mood.
Yep.
The other one's a near-death experience. So apparently this is the happier side of the story.
Why is it sexy to like want to kill the mood right now? Like that's the more alluring option for me right now. I was like, kill the mood, let's go.
Because... killing the mood makes more sense because of what's happening on Friday. What happened about my near death happened on Sunday. So right stuck in the middle. So they're both fresh in my head.
Okay. Well, what happened? How did you almost die, Jack?
Okay, here's the deal. I was here on Sunday because I had to get some stuff on Modern Rock done. And then I had to do some stuff for Monday. I wanted to get ahead. And while I was here, I had a whole bunch of coffee. And then when you have a whole bunch of coffee, you get bubble guts. All right? Yep. So I have to go to the bathroom. But I leave my phone in the studio. So I'm in the bathroom. Just me. Only me in the building. All right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the automatic hand dispenser, the towel thing, starts going off. I'm in the stall. I'm not there to touch that thing. I'm like, who the hell else is in this building? Now I left my phone, so I can't take a picture. And I'm like, if I died.
Oh, that's your biggest fear. I forgot that.
If I died, I could have died in that bathroom. Nobody would have known till the next morning. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm listening. Is anybody in there? I can't look down because I'm
sure
I could have died.
It would be scarier if you saw no feet and saw the thing go, you know?
No, it was just, that's the whole thing is like, you're the most vulnerable right there. You can't do anything.
This is why, Jack, you've got to use the solo luxury suite bathroom. You can't be going in that bathroom where more than one person can come in there.
It was an emergency. I wouldn't have been able to make it down there.
It was that close to ejection that you had to go.
Yes,
and those situations are how you find out, like, oh, I can poop, be done, wash my hands in under 2 minutes and 30 seconds because you're like, too bad, I'm going now.
I gotta go.
It's happening.
Gotta go. Yeah. I could have died.
You could have.
And nobody would have known because my phone wasn't with me. Mm. And the killer's not going to clean me up.
No,
you know what
not
I mean?
At all.
Butts hanging all out.
Yeah,
out of the stall, like
Elvis
everywhere.
Presley here
it's
in the building.
It's not the good way to go.
I know.
No. Yeah, you
it's not the fun way to go.
You definitely don't want to do that. I'm off, as you're listening to this on Friday, I've been off the last 2 days. Jack, you're also off. Last time you took time off, you mentioned staycation, vacation, madcation, incarceration. Mm-hmm. Which one is it this
vacation.
Time?
Concrete vacation. Neither. Because I hate to kill the mood.
All right, room's
coming
down.
Well, it's the end of the show, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But Friday is good. Well, today is the 17th.
Yeah.
That's also my anniversary.
Okay.
And I f-ing hate this day with a passion. Not because I'm married. No. Before me and Nikki got married, we had to push our wedding back, and it landed on the 17th. That's the same day my grandma was buried.
Mm.
So I had a choice. Mm-hmm. Get married or go see my grandma's funeral.
Oh, no.
So my dad, he didn't come to see me get married. He went to his mom's funeral. My brother came here. And I was like, that sucked. Because I know if I didn't get married, I wouldn't have done it. I know me.
Okay.
So, you know, a couple of years later, me and Nikki split it up for like about 2 years.
Okay.
So I just forgot about the 17th. I just did. The last time I saw my mom alive was on fucking November 17th.
Mm.
What is with that day?
Huh?
Wow.
I didn't know. I called Nikki on that day. I wasn't even thinking it was our anniversary. We were already split up. But I was telling her to tell the kids what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. And then she mentioned it. She was like, you know what today is, right? And I was like, Wednesday. I didn't know. She's like, today would have been our anniversary. And I'm like, oh. Aww. And then we get back together.
Yeah.
So our anniversary is this Friday. And I know she wants to do something fun, but I'm sitting there thinking about, that's the last time I saw my mom.
Yeah.
It was on our birthday. And then it's just the most fucked up damn day.
You know what, though? Yeah. Like, we have that, like, my husband and I, like, where we have days that are like that. Mm-hmm. And I think the only way we've worked around it is to turn into absolute children. Do stupid shit all day. Go mini golf. Go watch a kid's movie. Like, do just, like, crazy stuff you wanted to do when you were younger. Like, Nerf guns, all sorts of, like, get out of it and honestly stay local. This is not the time to try skydiving.
Oh, no.
The day is cursed.
No, it's just, like, I
gotta do something different.
I did not think about this, all the stuff that happened on this day till last week. So this is, like, the first year I'm actually thinking about all this, and I'm like, I know I'm gonna kill the mood on Friday.
Yeah,
it just fucking sucks. Like, god damn.
Yeah
There's something about going into it owning it, though. Like, if you go right into it and you're just like, this day is gonna suck, we already know it is. Like, there's already a bunch of stuff here.
Well, hell, I haven't even talked to her about it yet. I mean, she might be listening to the podcast, but like, why didn't you tell me? Well, I don't want to kill a mood or anything like that, but you might want to go out and get something to eat. I'm sitting there thinking about me holding my mom's hand. It ain't.
Aw. Yeah.
So there you go. Just killed that mood.
Killed the mood? Well, we can try again next week. No, we have to. We have to do another show.
What are you talking about? Fuck. We're back here next week.
Jack's in full
I'm just there.
Jack is in Fitzio mode, as we learned about last week on the show.
Fitzio
mode.
Fitzio.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks for
Jack
shooting
needs
down
a
the vibe.
Bottle of Jack.
Yeah, man. Thanks you guys for listening to the show. The LTR is going to absolutely just fall off a cliff at the end of this as people just stop listening. But that's okay. Thank you for listening to the show. We'll be back next week for the Thanksgiving Day special.
Thanks to nobody.
The Modern Rock Group Chat. We'll find out what Jack's thankful for.
Oh, no.
Don't even ask me right now. God, don't ask me right now.
We'll see you next week.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.